And Metatron is going to come in first. Those of you who haven't heard me channel before, is that many times my voice does not change much at all. It used to, but it doesn't now. And just simply set your intention to give me support during this. Well, good morning to you, my dear ones and precious ones that are here. This is a worldwide event. Did you know that? What you are going to do this morning, yes, it has been done in other ways with other people from different techniques, but we're going to do this in our way. Not that our way is separate, it's just the way that Amma works. And I am Metatron of the Light of God. And I am the masculine energy, as Amma is the feminine energy. I am the masculine energy which overlights, as you would like to say, this planet. Somebody asked, well, I thought that was Father God. Well, let's say in a way that I am Father God. Not many people know that, and they would probably, some would rebel. But very much so, I am the masculine energy that is here. Let me talk about what was in our minds. The mind of God when you were created. There is, when I say a God, I am only talking about the oneness. I'm not talking about the multitudes of gods you have in the Hindu tradition, for instance. The gods that you have in the Hindu tradition are really no different in a way than what in Christianity you have saints. You have special ones that come. They all display aspects of love. You may have heard it said that you also are God. Some people see that with a small g. It's because you represent an aspect of God. Even those of you who, and I believe that is most of you in the Judeo-Christian tradition, you are little less than God. You have within you the creative power of God. God, with a capital G, in the Jewish Kabbalah is called the Ein Sof, the chaos in a sense, the undifferentiated God, let's say the oneness. Can you even begin to imagine what it must have been like, because it's not within time, of there just to be an energy called love. That's what you call it. This energy of love, the undifferentiated, pure potentiality of creation. We're getting into a little physics here, or a little philosophy, are we not? The pure potentiality of creation. So this infinite potentiality wanted to experience something different than itself. Well, how can it experience something different than itself? How can an infinite, all-knowing, all-loving, all-everywhere, God, all the omnis, omnipotent, omniscient, how can that God experience anything else? Well, let's leave that into the area of mystery because that takes much longer to discuss. Just accept that it is true. That energy, which is much beyond the energy of myself and of Amma, in a sense, it is a God beyond the God, beyond the God, beyond the God that you know. that energy asks within itself, let us manifest. Let us manifest aspects of ourselves that wish to experience differences in what it is experiencing now. There was only love. How could it experience anything different? So there were, in a sense, volunteers from within the oneness that were awakened in a way to a different aspect of itself and says, I will volunteer. And so these aspects broke off. Now, this is all metaphor, but this gives you an idea. So it broke off, and you had some of these aspects that broke off, and some actually separated into even more aspects of itself. Some of you may have heard of the concept of twin flames. Well, yes, there are twin flames, but there are also groups that decided to be what is known as monads. It's a large family. And then those aspects divided off into smaller families. And those smaller families divided off into souls. So that's where you have your soul, and then you have your soul family, which are 11 others. And then you have your monadic family, which are 11 other families. And that happened all over the infinity of this universe. Now, some of these aspects that split off decided that they didn't want to incarnate in a physical form. And those are the ones that you may know as angels, for instance, your encodement technicians. And there are many others, Anna's healing friends. There are those who work with me, I call them creator friends, because we work with the creation in what you call sacred geometry, we just call geometry. So there's all of this becoming aware of how to experience love in various ways. Here's a question for you. When you find the answer, please let me know. How can an infinite energy, an infinite God, an infinite love become more infinite? How can infinity continue to expand? Isn't that contradictory? Isn't it contradictory that something is infinite if it can continue to expand? So we'll say, yes, it is. And it's a paradox. And we will leave that paradox where it is. The Catholics like to call it mystery. So let's leave that mystery there. And know that you who decided to do something very difficult, you decided to forget that you were from the oneness. You decided that you would assist infinite love in expansion by totally forgetting that you were infinite love. Now, you might be popping yourself on the head and going, how could I have ever done that? What ever possessed me to do that? What possessed you, my dear one, was love. Actually, it didn't possess you. It is the love that you are. That you said, yes, I would be delighted to assist infinity to expand by experiencing not love, by experiencing forgetting what love is. So when there is this group of, I'm going to call you very brave souls, challenging souls that love adventure. You may think that you are in fear of adventure, but the very fact that you are here upon this planet and have been here for hundreds of times proves that you are a soul who loves adventure. You love puzzles. You love experiences of playing different parts within this realm. And every time you come to this physicality, you actually lower your vibration to move into the physical, and you come with a plan of how it is you are going to experience love in this particular incarnation. And sometimes you experience love by experiencing the absence of love, or what we often call not love. That is the anger and the fear, what you call hatred sometimes. You are seeing upon your planet right now the, shall we call it, dialectical pull. Oh, I know that's philosophy, but think of dialectic as two opposing forces that are similar. It is the dialectical pull between light and dark. It is the pull between religions that profess love, but have within them not love. If you go back and read the scriptures of any major religion, there is always a separateness that is written by the human. If you have not learned as of yet that when you channel information, it comes through your human spirit, and if you are not out of the way, that information becomes sullied, and you come in, and the human not love, experience of not love comes in. And then, of course, human beings take over certain experiences, and then they go into their fear, and they make that a part of their so-called religion. Now, I diverted a little bit, but right now, before you incarnated, you agreed, and this was the most difficult part of your agreement, was to forget that you were love. Amma tells you, you are love incarnate. And you hear those words, and you accept that, yes, God, this ever-expansiveness of God, is love, because that is the only energy that there truly is, even though there are the manifestations of not love. There is truly just love. And you sprang from that. You were created from that. Therefore, you are love, and you became in a physical body. Therefore, you were incarnated. That makes you love incarnate. So you accept that on a mental level. Is it deep within your heart, my dear ones? Is it deep within your heart? Do you rejoice every day, waking up, stretching, and going, I am love. I'm going to experience myself as love today. I am love. Those of you who were raised in the Christian tradition, and some of you still adhere to the Christian tradition, what do you think the one you call Jesus, who is with us in the central pillar today, what did he do when he, quote unquote, woke up in this dark, damp, musty tomb? His light came forth, and he stretched and said, I am love. He believed it totally and fully for the first time. Do not think that this man, who is considered a God-man, God and man, did not have doubts in the human aspect. Just like you. When this one you call Jesus rose from the dead, when there was that dramatic change in his entire cellular crystalline structure, his DNA was changed. And today, we are going to work on changing your DNA. Does that sound fantastic? marvelous? Are you ready to wake up in the morning stretching and saying, I am love, and sending that energy out into the world? Sometimes it's good enough just to send it into your world, is it not? To the little world within your heart and saying to yourself, I am love. And when that little aspect of yourself pops up and remembers when someone rejected you, and it goes, no, I'm not love. And you go, yes, you are love. And when that other aspect of you pops up and says, but look at this horrible thing I did. That is not love. I am not love. And you say to that aspect of yourself, yes, you are love, because you were simply experiencing what not love was like and how much you wanted to be the fullness of love. Every time you experience not love, you made a decision to be fully within yourself as love. It was an experiment. It was doing exactly what you came here to do, to explore what love is and what love is not. Those of you who are in the United States, that country, you know how you have the world as one. It is really the earth laughs, Gaia laughs at how there are these aspects of herself that separate themselves from the other, that saying, I am from the United States, I am from Canada, I am from El Salvador, I am from South Africa. Because you are all the same. Different manifestations in different ways, different experiences. And so in the United States, and those of you in Canada, some of you have been watching, like shaking your heads at what is going on in the United States political system, as some of you in the United States have been doing. And what you are seeing is the true dichotomy in the political world of love and not love. I'm not going to say who is giving the greatest experience of love and who is giving the greatest experience of not love. I'll let you figure that out yourself. But know that whoever it is that is love and is not love, they are all giving you an example of what love is, either by saying this is what it is, or by saying this is what it is not, or displaying what it is not. If that makes sense, I hope it did. When you see darkness, you see also that that darkness is not light, and you want to know how it may become light. How can I find the light again when being in the dark? My dear ones, you simply go into your heart. You simply go into your heart. Now, that is my prelude to today. You may have gathered this is going to be a little bit longer than most of these sessions are. And now Amma is going to talk to you about a little bit more. So remember that I am Metatron of the Light of God. And I have great love for you. I enfold you with my energy of love, no matter what it is you think you are doing and who it is you think you are, because I do know who you are. And now, Amma.